Thanks. It's great to be here, Mike.
Yeah. Now, you actually were originally were trained in Western medicine. How did you end up getting into yoga?
Well, you know, I was trained. I was originally a physician's assistant, and I saw that even though technically everyone was doing really well in the medical profession, the heart was missing. And I also know that there's certain diseases they can see, but they can't see the potential for the diseases. Mm-hmm. So I left and went searching for something else, and when I found yoga, it seemed to be a perfect fit.
Interesting. The potential for the diseases, how do you see that in the world of yoga?
Well, it's interesting because yoga is there to balance the systems. It's there to balance the body. It's there to balance the mind and emotions and touch and lead us to the spirit. What happens in modern medicine, for instance, even with something simple like a cold, you go to the doctor for a cold and they really don't have much for the cold. The old adage is, if you treat it, it lasts a week. If you don't, it lasts 7 days. Mm-hmm. But if it turns into pneumonia, they can help you. So here is something that we can do for ourselves to help balance our systems so we don't have to go into the actual disease. What we can do is just stay in that harmony of balancing systems, and then disease is less likely to occur.
Is that you're saying with yoga you can actually avoid getting sick? Is that it?
Well, I wouldn't say I wouldn't guarantee it, but there's more benefit to having a balanced system than to having an imbalanced system. And that means that there's more energy and strength for our bodies to resist whatever it is that may occur.
You know, I've tried yoga a few times, just a handful of times. It's very hard and very painful for me. I couldn't stick with it. What do you tell beginners then?
Well, first of all, the word yoga has been made synonymous with the word asana, which is physical postures. There's much more to yoga than physical postures. There's meditation. There's breathing practices. There's service. There's how you use the mind. All kinds of ways of using yoga without even going into the physical postures. And also what I've done, because I've worked with people with very serious conditions, mm-hmm. is I have taken the poses and made them simple enough that even someone who's bedridden or in a wheelchair can do them. So you need to find the class that's at your level, not something that is going to hurt you. Yoga shouldn't be used to hurt people.
So did you like yoga right away as soon as you started it?
I did, but I wasn't that much a fan of the physical postures. Mm-hmm. I loved the deeper practices. I loved the meditation and the breathing practices and the ability to direct the mind into positive places. That's really what attracted me most to yoga. I felt that the people that I was working with who were very ill had the ability to change their attitude, and then the attitude could help change the body.
We're talking to Nishchala Joy Devi. She is the author of the book, The Healing Path of Yoga. And now, how extensively did you study yoga once you got into it?
Oh, very extensively. I actually was a monk, a yogic monk, for 18 years under the tutelage of the master Sri Swami Satchidananda. Mm-hmm. And
What does that mean, being a monk? What does that involve?
It's the same. It's similar in a way to a Christian or a Buddhist monk, mm-hmm. Except we have different ideas of it. And mostly, it's that you make yourself available for service, mm-hmm. because you have been doing a lot of practices and a lot of studying of your own self, so that way you can work with other people and teach them also how to know themselves.
Hmm. What made you get into it so deeply, would you say?
I think the world, the state of the world at the time, a dream of having everything didn't seem to fulfill me, mm-hmm. and I wanted to know my spiritual self. And I loved yoga because it was so varied in the practices and so many different things that I could embrace.
Yeah. So if you go out and do a yoga course, right, and you do it, let's say, for a month, well, what are you going to get out of that?
What are you going to get?
Yeah, well, just once you get started, within a month, are you going to really see any dramatic changes?
You should be able to see dramatic changes in a month if you don't just take a class, but you actually practice at home. And not just physical postures, but something that feeds every part of you.
Mm-hmm. But do they typically teach all those other parts when you take a yoga, you go
yes,
to...
Well, it depends on the yoga class you go to. You have to go to a real yoga class, not just a class that teaches physical postures. And there's plenty of wonderful teachers around that do that. It's the fullness of the class. Hmm. And even, you asked me a month, even after the first class, there should be a feeling of peacefulness or more centeredness.
Well, I remember when I tried it, there was a feeling of pain mostly, especially the day after.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you took the wrong class. Hmm. I would say give it another try with someone who actually knows the deeper aspect of yoga.
Yeah, but when you start, those postures are incredibly hard for a typical person that's been sedentary. Would you not agree with that?
I don't agree with that, because if you look at my book, you'll see that most of them are done in chairs to begin with, and it's as simple as just bending forward in a chair and breathing. It shouldn't be strenuous. If it's strenuous and it hurts, it's not yoga. The mind should feel peaceful.
Nishchala Joy Devi, right here on WILS. Her book, by the way, The Healing Path of Yoga. You can find her online at AbundantWellbeing.com. That's AbundantWellbeing.com. Nishchala, it's been enlightening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.